is Democratic Alliance Federal Council Chairperson Helen Zille going to save Johannesburg and Gauteng in the process? She's here to tell us. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Chris. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. Have you made up your mind?
Not yet. I'll have to make up my mind this week because the deadline is Friday, but I'm thinking very hard. I'm speaking to my family. I'm looking at the pros and the cons, and I'm tending in the direction of doing so. But as I say, it's not final yet.
Whose idea was this?
I was approached by someone who said, would I put my hat in the ring? And at first, I just laughed and said, this is outrageous. And that was already about a year ago. And I was canvassing and doing a lot of headhunting for the right people. And we had some good prospects, some very good prospects. But you must remember that people from the very top echelons of business and society in general, across the board, of all backgrounds, to do a job like being mayor of Johannesburg and fixing Johannesburg at the salary of what they pay the mayor of Johannesburg is not very attractive to people. So that is the big issue there. And of course, that's not my issue. I don't mind about that. And my only obsession is to try and fix South Africa for my own grandchildren, but everybody else's children and grandchildren.
Now, I would imagine many people would balk at the task because of the extent of the decay. So what would your priorities be if you were to become mayor?
Well, the very first thing you have to do, and that's if I go through it and if I get the nod, because, I mean, the DA has very tough selection criteria. If I go through the process and get the nod, my first objective will be to stabilize the finances. Johannesburg has a capital infrastructure backlog of 200 billion rand. And the entire city's budget is 86 billion rand. So what are you going to do about that? And how are you going to address that? I have some ideas of how we would start to address that. But the bottom line is that it'll take more than 5 years. And what I can do is stop the rot and turn the ship around, or start turning the ship around, and then probably it'll be for my successor to steam off into the correct direction.
But you're confident that you can do it?
Well, I certainly can have a plan, and I certainly can make a start with others. It's not only me, obviously. I mean, Joburg, if it is to be fixed, will take a whole-of-society approach, which is the DA's commitment, but it's all hands on deck. You know, civil society very much so. I see them as a crucial partner. I see national government, provincial government, all critical partners. And of course, the skills of the Johannesburg City Councillors is going to be fundamental. And then appointing the right people in the right positions who can do the job.
Well, I would imagine many residents are rejoicing at the prospect, but I would imagine that there are politicians who are up in arms. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall yesterday. How do you think Premier Panyasa Lesufi feels about the prospect of you as mayor?
Well, he will pull out all stops to stop me, no doubt about that. So will Herman Mashaba. He's played the race card already. But as I keep saying, you know, we are not interested in racial conflict. We're interested in beating poverty. So for us, it's poverty. For other politicians, it's race.
Now, Helen, if you succeeded, it would probably also moderate the Groot Trek from Gauteng to Cape Town. Cape Town is struggling under the influx, isn't it?
Cape Town is struggling, but more than that, everyone's struggling to afford houses in Cape Town because it's just absolutely impossible now. The market in all the coastal municipalities governed by the DA has become insane. And truly, you know, it's beyond what most ordinary people can even think of affording. So I would obviously hope that people would stay in Joburg and be part of the team to fix it. Every single individual who is decent, who is paying their rates and taxes, and who is holding government to account for performance is a valuable resident and citizen, and we want them to stay in Joburg and help us fix it. Least of all do we need a brain drain from Joburg. We really do need people to return from abroad and really put their shoulder to the wheel in South Africa's economic heartland.
Well, I don't have to tell you, people can't, or many people can't sell their properties in Gauteng at the moment. So I think they would be rejoicing either because they'll be able to sell those properties or they'll be able to stay and receive services. How do you think your mayorship would impact the African National Congress in Gauteng?
Well, I think there would be some who would feel neutral and possibly even positive about it, and some who would be vehemently opposed to it.
Well, but how would it impact the party itself, its future?
We've always had that. I mean, you know, we've always had the ANC opposing us vigorously and vehemently and playing the race card against us and doing all of those things. That's what they do. Nothing new. And it won't be new again this time. It's always like that. And we say, listen, we're talking about poverty. You can talk about race.
And how do you think your mayorship or your potential mayorship would impact the Democratic Alliance's fortunes in the 2026 municipal elections?
Well, if I decide to run, I first have to compete with very talented people in the DA. So it's certainly not a foregone conclusion that I would get it. But, you know, if I were to be the candidate that got it, I would certainly do my best to build a very good team, a cohesive team, manage any coalition as best we could, and then go out to achieve results. That's the only way to do it. Go out to achieve results, know where you're aiming, get a plan, a realistic plan, have timelines, have markers on the road, and go and get it done.
Helen, you've been in politics a long time. You are battling every day, judging by the headlines. Are you not hurtful? Don't you feel like just saying, I've had it, I'm going to sit on a beach and read a book?
No, I can tell you, I'll never have had it with South Africa, you know. I love this country. I'm committed to my family staying in this country. And for South Africa to work, Joburg's got to work. It's very simple. We can't have just the Western Cape working. We've got to have the whole of South Africa working. And that's why we put up really good candidates to be mayoral candidates in all the cities where we've got a chance. And then it's up to the voters what kind of government they want. I mean, do they want their city to work? Do they want water in their taps? Do they want electricity reticulated? Do they want potholes filled? Do they want traffic lights working? Those are the questions. And if people want that and if you can get that, then you will have investment and you will have jobs and you will have less poverty. And that is what we want people to talk about. How do we reduce poverty? And working backwards from the goal of reducing poverty, you have to have municipalities that work, especially your economic hub of the whole country. And to get those to work, you have to fix basic services. That's just what it is. No one is going to invest in a city where water doesn't come out of taps.
Lastly, what is your message for those politicians operating under a cloud in Gauteng? Is it, I'm coming to get you?
Well, you know, if I am to come, my only objective will be to restore service delivery and functionality to Joburg. And then Joburg will fly. It's got everything going for it. It's got every potential going for it. And that's what we must get right. We've got to get Joburg. We've got to get Etiquini. We've got to get Tshwane. But the metros in Gauteng are the next major frontier. And South Africa will stand or fall by what we do with the metros in Gauteng.
Indeed. Thank you. That was Democratic Alliance Federal Council Chairperson Helen Zillis speaking to BizNews about the possibility that she'll be running for Joburg Mayor. Thank you, Helen. And I'm Chris Stang for BizNews.